We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6.
Anyway, you're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and, of course, online on a Tuesday afternoon show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our first guest in, haven't we?
We have. We have the lovely Neil from the Reptilarium.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Again.
Yeah, well, nice to have you back in.
Yeah.
And you haven't been eaten by a snake or anything yet?
So not yet, no. Not yet.
Now, for those of you who don't know, the Reptilarium is at Fort Victoria. Down in, well, it's technically freshwater, but everyone says it's Yarmouth. I'm not going to get into the argument, so I've lost that argument a couple of
times.
It's
Yarmouth. Before. Just say it's Yarmouth.
Yeah, we go with Yarmouth.
Yeah. Even though it's the other side of the freshwater
well,
sign.
Whatever.
Anyway, it is Fort Victoria. There's loads of stuff down there, but it has got free parking. But you are one of the main attractions down there, the Reptilarium. And just give us a quick overview of what you've got in there at the moment.
At the moment, we have got, for those that have never been, it is four rooms themed as a desert room, a rainforest room, a turtle sanctuary, and a nocturnal room, all full of reptiles, so lizards, snakes, frogs, toads, and a few insects.
And so a lot of people are going to be a bit creeped out by some of those things. Other people will absolutely love them, won't they?
Yeah, it's a bit Marmite. You either love them or you hate them. Some people we can't manage to persuade to come in, but then other people absolutely love it.
So have you got different varieties of lizard?
Yeah, we've got there's a selection of all sorts of species that you'd find in different areas, so that's why we've got the desert room for the animals that you'd find in that sort of dry area. Then we've got the rainforest room for the animals that you'd find in the rainforest. And then we've got the nocturnal room for the animals that are awake at night. So that's reversed. So when you go in there, it's actually nighttime, but it's really daytime, so you can see them.
So just a quick odd question. Does it light up when we're not there? So that
yes, it does. Yeah. So at nighttime, when the place is locked up, then all the daylights come on and the lizards think it's daytime.
I hadn't thought of that till just now. It's so obvious, though.
Yeah, no, they're not in permanent darkness.
So what happens with the turtles?
The turtles, they are in a huge pond. And they, there's quite an attraction. You can come feed the turtles.
All right. So what do they eat?
They've got a special little turtle diet. A bit like fish food, but for turtles.
Okay.
So you can put some food in there and they'll come over and eat it.
We have a tortoise which eats green things, but I imagine turtles eat different stuff entirely.
Well, turtles are omnivores, so they eat green things, they eat
But tortoises will eat insects.
Yeah, so turtles.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So that's quite a big attraction down there. Now, because you've got some effectively large versions of creepy crawlers, it sounds like an ideal kind of place to do something spooky at Halloween, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we've got Fright Week coming up.
Fright Week? You've really gone for it.
Yeah, it's Fright Week. So we trialled it last year and it was really popular. So we're doing it again this year for half term and we're going all out with it this year.
That's next week, isn't it?
Yes, not long now. We'll be ready Saturday.
What can people expect or not expect?
Without giving too much away.
We don't want to give too much away, but we'll be decking the place out with some animatronic scares and we've got some special it's called Hallusion Effects where we project images onto surfaces, so various singing witches and pumpkins, things like that.
I know our daughter's growing up now, but she'd absolutely love that kind of stuff.
We've made it child friendly, but we would say it's parental guidance, so if you've got the sort of child that's easily spooked, then you might want to not
think
bring
about
them in.
That.
Yeah.
If they're easily spooked, you wouldn't take them somewhere spooky.
You'd be surprised.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. So it does what it says on the tin. It is Fright Week, but it is aimed at children because there's various scare places around the island that are aimed at teenagers and adults, but there's not really anything for the kids.
So you get all the advantages of the Reptilarium, all the usual features.
That's it, yeah. So you get to see all the animals, plus you manage to see some spooky things as well.
And even if it's bucketing with rain,
it's lovely and dry inside.
It's nice and dry in there.
Nice and dry inside, except in the turtle pond, of course, where it's quite wet.
Well, unless you fall in,
Well, you weren't going to get in, were you?
Or somebody might, you never know. But that's interesting. So what are your opening times during the
We're going to be going with our regular opening times, which is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, and we're going to be doing 7 days a week. So we're going to be going all the way through half term up until the 28th.
Oh, right. So you're starting, what, this Sunday, is it?
This Saturday. So we'll be doing Saturday, Sunday, Monday through to Friday.
Yeah.
And then the Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to end with some snake handling on the Sunday.
Oh, so are you indeed?
You'll be able to bring your kids in and handle some snakes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Now, I tell you, I've not actually handled large snakes. I've handled some smallish ones. And they are actually quite delightful to handle,
yeah,
so in my view.
Yeah. Well, we won't have any large ones out people to handle. They will be nice, safe, small ones. But yeah, people use it as a therapy, you know. You can pay a lot of money to have a snake crawl
therapy
over you as a snake massage or a snake therapy. They are
quite calming creatures, I find.
Yeah.
They just sort of sit there and look at you or not do anything at all.
That's it, yeah.
They're just like, I'm not hungry, I'm fine.
I've never seen a snake sit.
All right, well, you know what I mean. I meant sit as in not moving very much. But yeah.
They don't have chairs, do they?
No.
So that's quite a long time to be doing fright. It's a fright event. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Fright week. Yes.
Yeah, so that's good. And then once Halloween is over, we've got the next big season coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got Christmas coming up. So last year we didn't do anything for Christmas because we didn't want to do the, you know, Santa in a grotto, string some tinsel up and put a Christmas tree in the gift shop and call that Christmas. So we left it last year. And
so
we,
you've thought about it?
Yeah, we thought about it. We racked our brains and we've come up with our own sort of version of Christmas for this year. So it's a bit of a tongue twister. We've come up with Wonko's Emporium and the Chamber of Fantastic Creatures.
Got some fantastic creatures already.
We've already got our fantastic creatures and they're pretty amazing in themselves, but then we've gone out and sourced some unusual fantasy creatures that we're going to have
dotted
around the place.
So they're secret as well, are they?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you about a few of them. Yeah, so
we've got to keep some for.
We'll keep a few things up.
So when does the Christmas effect start? I mean, you've got to reset the whole thing.
Yeah, so we're going to end Halloween. We're going to have a week of being back to normal, whatever normal is. and then we're going to close for another week to prepare for Christmas. So we're looking around about November the 10th to open up our Christmas theme, which sort of coincides with a similar film.
I don't know anything about it. But no, that's good.
That's a good idea, though.
Reptilarium down at Fort Victoria. We've got two events coming up. We've got Fright Week, which lasts longer than the week. Yeah. It's almost a fright fortnight, to be honest. But
A week and two days.
Coinciding conveniently with half term. So if you're listening on the mainland, get your kiddies over here. Yeah, it is child friendly, but parental guidance would be advised. Yeah, what are the prices to get in?
So it is £5 for an adult.
That's good.
Which is 16 plus. And it is £3.50 for children, which is 3 plus. Mm. Under 3 is free. And family ticket, 2 adults, 2 kids, is £15.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
We're not putting the prices up for Christmas or for half term. No. That's what we charge. So
that's good. And I'll be honest, a lot of kids are fascinated by this kind of stuff.
They are.
Yeah, kids love the reptiles. I don't know why, but they do.
Well, you do.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I know. Are you suggesting Neil's a big kid?
Probably.
Well, most of us are, aren't we? at heart. If we can find a job doing stuff that we actually love doing, then why not?
Absolutely.
So, and I know a couple of years ago you opened the Reptilarium, taking on a massive risk.
Yep.
And it's paid off, hasn't it, which is great.
Yeah, touch wood. I'm always touching wood whenever I say this. But, yeah, we've had a really good second season.
Oh, that's good.
What it's about now is just filling out those quiet times.
Yes.
So once we get into October and November, the tourists tend to die down a little bit. So we're doing stuff for the islanders, try and bring them along.
Yeah.
And just keep us going through to the spring, basically.
So the Reptilarium, if you want to find it, if you're coming through Newport, if you're coming through Yarmouth from Newport, over the bridge, and then as it turns, as you turn left up Hallett Chute, just up there on the right is the turning marked Fort Victoria. I think it says Reptilarium on
it doesn't say Reptilarium. There's a brown sign that says Fort Victoria and attractions.
I thought we were and attractions. There's free parking. You can get a cup of tea and stuff down there as well.
The cafe will be open over half term, but it won't be open over Christmas.
No, okay. But there are other attractions down there, but you can certainly park for nothing. And
huge car park, free parking.
You
get a bus in it.
Yeah, you could. Unfortunately, there isn't a bus, but we were discussing that off air. But... We'd never know, we might stir something.
No, but if you've gone down to the reptile area and you've enjoyed it, you can tell other people about it. But you can also do loads of other things, like going for a walk.
Yeah, so you can go for a walk in the forest. You can have a walk along the beach, find some fossils. There's loads of fossils to be found.
It's interesting. And the Fort Victoria itself is of interest. The building itself, what's left of it.
Yeah, what's left of it, what the council left. But yeah, the model railway would be there, the planetarium, the archaeological exhibition. So yeah, there's
all
plenty
all good
to do.
Stuff down there. So it's a day out on itself, that one. So
certainly is.
So you're starting now. Just recap, the Fright Week starts next Saturday, this Saturday
it
coming?
It starts on the 20th.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday coming, yes.
Okay. At 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Till 4,
yeah.
And then runs right through to the Sunday week, basically.
Yeah, it runs through to the 28th.
And then you reset, you have a week off of doing all normal.
Yeah, we go back to normal, reptilian behaviour. Then we'll be shut for a week, and then we'll reopen on the for November.
Okay.
And do the reptiles help you with all this decoration?
They just sit there looking at me, wondering what on earth is going on.
Yeah, they don't really care as long as
there's various witches and zombies are put into location.
Let us go. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Neil. That was great. That's I hope it all goes really well for you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You. And just to say, £5 for adult, but you get a really good value family ticket.
Yeah, and also just to say, yeah, you get your hand stamped, so you can come in and out all day.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's a good idea.
So it's not a one-hit wonder. You can come in, have a look round, go round the forest, have a walk along the beach, get a cup of tea, come back.
Yeah.
And go
all day
again.
Long. Go round again, all day long, yeah.
I presume there's a gift shop as well. You mentioned the gift shop.
Yeah, well, that's Wonko's Emporium. So, we're rebranding the gift shop for Christmas, Wonko's Emporium. Hundreds of pocket money, toys, gifts, stocking fillers.
Excellent.
It's really a place
that's
to visit.
That's what you need, isn't it?
Get in the run-up to Christmas.
Get your kids down there. They absolutely love it, either the Fright Week or for Christmas. Reptilia, Fort Victoria, thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.
And we will see you again probably in the new year when you've had a chance to relax after the onslaught of Christmas.
Relax?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
He's got 1,000 reptiles.
I know,
feed.
He's got to go and feed them, whatever.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.